amazing.
Yeah.
Oh man, that smells awful. What are you doing? What's happening in there?
I might not make it out of here.
You know, there's a vent in the bathroom.
Is there a...
It's the middle switch underneath the mirror.
Okay.
See, I thought I smelled bad. I haven't showered in 5 days. I haven't worn socks in a week. I'm wearing these little vinegar slipper shoes that smell pretty much like, I don't know, death. But you, my friend, that is awful. That is absolutely terrible. Well,
welcome to episode 30 of Nick and Matt's Infinite Shitless. I'm Matt.
I'm Will.
I'm Nick.
Nick is reporting live from the restroom. How's it going in there, buddy?
Dude, it's horrible.
Is it like Nom?
I mean, I haven't looked at it yet.
Pretty
bad.
What's your preconceived notion review of what it's going to look like?
I don't even think it's not real shit. It's just sort of like scraps of my organs coming out of me.
Excellent. But I need a visual. What do you think it looks like? Compare it to something.
You know, like, when you hit an animal on the highway?
Yes.
I think it's probably what's inside them.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, this actually smells too bad for me to stand on the outside of the bathroom door. So you come join the podcast whenever you're ready, buddy.
Couple minutes.
Oh, fuck. That was special.
That was the first. You know, it is episode 30. Quite possibly the final episode of the podcast. So, why not go on location?
Well, we were talking about going to Magic Mike. And
that's true.
And podcasting straight. But I want to start this off.
Okay.
We got some. Our first one was, the first one you guys did was the pomegranate.
Yes.
Smirnoff Ice. So, they don't make that anymore. Probably because it was too good.
Yeah. We drank it all. That's why it's gone.
There's only one ever. And so, I got us cherry lime.
What's
Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, nice.
So, it's kind of like we're icing each other. Cheers.
Cheers. This will go great with my problem that I was telling you about earlier.
Yeah, nice. And Nick's problem that he's telling us about now.
Exactly.
Oh.
Wow. It's fizzy. It does successfully get the taste of Nick's bowel movement out of my mouth. So
yeah. I'm gonna neti pot this. Yeah.
So yeah, it's not bad. It's refreshing. It's a hot day. It's not bad.
It tastes. Oh god, I don't know. It's just kind of like a. It just tastes like fake cherry taste.
Yeah,
I'm getting no lime. No essence of lime from this really. Oh.
Yeah.
And it just. Makes my entire mouth feel covered in wax or syrup. It's kind of gross.
That is, yeah, there
it's
is
kind of thick.
We should probably drink it quicker. Is that the problem? We're drinking it too slowly.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think is the problem. Is the
I'm
issue.
Already halfway through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus,
cherry lime. All right. Is this the new? You think this is the new Boone's Farm?
Jesus.
Oh god!
Please close that door. Nick has survived. He's back in the studio.
That wasn't nearly as bloody as I thought it was going to
be. Okay, all right. Well, you know, let's check back. I have a feeling after you drink a couple of these Smirnoffs, you'll be back in there again.
Will told you about the, we wanted to buy the first thing that we got.
Yeah, the pomegranate.
Yeah, but they didn't have it. So cherry lime it is.
Because you guys drank it all.
Yeah.
Wow, you just pounded that.
Once you get through it.
Well done.
You're going to want to keep it going.
Yeah,
Oh yeah. Shit!
Yeah.
The best part is that when I was buying this, we were at the counter, and I was like, "Oh, you know, whatever, blah blah blah." Here's the Smirnoff Ice product.
Yeah,
thinking that it would be, you know, like a normal checkout experience. No, it just I'm holding up the line.
It wouldn't scan in. So the dude's trying to look it up in the computer, and then these two like babes come up behind us, and they're buying these little mini strawberry daiquiri things, and we look at them, and I kind of laugh and make a joke about it.
Yeah,
and they're just like, yeah, we didn't think we could handle like. Hard booze in the sun today. Yeah. But they made, what was the comment they made about the little airplane bottle?
Oh, yeah, they were like looking at the little airplane bottles and laughing. Oh, this reminds me of my childhood.
I really, I wanted
maybe
to like
23.
I wanted to ditch the podcast and be like, can we hang out with you guys today?
You
like,
should have. You should have. We just brought them along with you.
Yeah, well, they were just like, they were like, oh yeah, yeah.
They're like in their bathing suits.
We don't feel like drinking too hard tonight. We're like, we're drinking hard this afternoon. Yeah. It's like, it's like, this is how it's going down.
So you didn't get any digits, Nick?
No, no, I didn't.
Nick, and you wonder why, I guess I don't even have to ask you since we just podcasted a couple days ago.
I did get some digits Saturday night.
All right.
I think I'm supposed to go on a date with her tonight or tomorrow.
Now, when you say
tonight,
when you say digits, you mean fingers in the butthole, right? You
got good, clearly, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's, I mean, good.
Yeah, yeah, some stinky digits.
Some stinky digits. All right.
Oh man, man. I'm just thinking with the war zone down there right now.
thank God we've gone this direction for the final episode, yeah, of keeping it classy.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
Shit.
So, right. What have you guys talked about so far? While I was busy shitting out my insides.
Well, I should point out that I just now realized that I started this on the secondary track and the reverb was still on. So your shit experience probably sounded awesome.
Yeah. Just echoey.
Yeah. So I apologize to everyone who was listening. I was wondering what was going on. We fixed it now. So
yeah.
And we're apologizing because of that.
Well, we should apologize for a whole lot of things.
We should apologize. We have 30 episodes of apologies. Yeah. That's all this one is. It's just.
Sorry. We're not drinking. I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is the retraction episode.
God, man, I gotta get this thing down.
These are pretty bad. How many are in there?
This is a six pack.
Okay.
All
right.
So we all have to drink two of them.
All right. Will, you've been in town. You've not got arrested yet.
Not yet.
You're wearing tie dye.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Which I fucked up, and I happened to be wearing my Birkenstocks like when I pointed that out to you when you walked in.
Yeah. This is the third day in a row this shirt's been on.
Yeah, okay. Man. I'm channeling McConaughey right now. It's like I'm just doing it. I'm trying. Let's go see Magic Mike.
Yeah.
I'm really into it.
I want to see the McConaughey-dong.
McConaughey-dong. I just want the McConaughey-log. You know.
McConaughey.
Yeah. Apparently, somebody, who was it we were with yesterday, said that they went and saw it, and then it was just all drunk 40-year-old women just like yelling at the screen the entire movie.
We have to go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, just drunk 40-year-old women. It's kind of hard to maybe hear the movie over the buzzing sound. manager, I think there's something wrong with the audio of this movie.
Oh God!
Yeah. So where did you get this shirt, though? That was my question. Where did you get
this
tie dye shirt?
We were playing. I was out with Deer Tick, and we played something called, it was like the Gathering of Friends, mm-hmm. or the Friendly Gathering, somewhere in Vermont.
Gathering of Juggalos.
Pretty much. It was like a really. It was like these guys just own a mountain. It's like Burton. It was like the Burton Company Party kind of, mm-hmm. and so they own a mountain, like a defunct ski resort, and just. They just had like a gift pack for the band, and nobody took this shirt. And so, yeah, I'm gonna wear it. Fuck yeah! And it's done. It's brought me luck. I don't know. I've been
been hooking up.
No, no. But we have made a pretty. It was probably maybe the top three night moves. Like it was.
Saturday.
Outstanding. We went there at 3:00.
Yeah, let me just, because I did not go with you, but I have one 5-second thing that happened to that. Where I get the phone call.
Did I call you?
I think maybe I called you and somebody else answered your phone. I called Will and somebody else answered Will's phone. And I don't even know who it was. And I just hear laughing and laughing and laughing.
Was it John Boggs?
It might have been. But he was like, I've just seen the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And I'm like, they had to be John Boggs.
And I was like,
none of us would have said that.
No, but he said, I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, Will Pepple just tried to open, like, we're at Night Moves, and he tried to open the door and it's closed.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, that was me, actually.
Oh, okay,
Yeah. We go at 3:00 thinking that they were open, and we pull up and we're like, wait a minute, guys, what the fuck? I don't know if they're open. And Will gets out. Runs up to the door, tries to open it, and it's locked, and turns around and had the saddest look on his face.
I had high hopes.
Everybody in the car, like, erupts in laughter seeing the face. So then we just went and drank for 3 more hours and went back at 6 when they were actually opening.
Yeah. Were you there when they were ka-chunk, like undoing the
all but
the lock?
Yeah.
We went in, nobody
was dancing yet. Like, the two girls that were working the open,
yeah.
There's only two girls. They were both just like, they were like, we came in, they're like, oh, well, I guess one of us has to go up there now.
They flipped a coin or some. Oh, it was outstanding.
And then the waitress that was working came around and told us that, because we immediately go in, Will gets like $100 in singles, I do the same, and we just start throwing them at the two girls working, like immediately, just giving them lots of money. And the girl comes around and she's just like, just so you guys know, we've called some of the other girls in early. Like, usually there's nobody here now, so that's why.
It's got some real players in the house now. Yeah.
And like, within, like, 20 minutes, like, girls just started showing up.
Yeah, like, the sharks were circling, and it was...
Now, were you guys still, within the 20 minutes, are you still the only people in the strip club?
There was, like, one or two other solo dudes who were, like, sitting in the corner.
Some guy I nicknamed, like, Zach Wilde or some shit.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I don't remember. I was drunk.
They came in a little later. Fuck. There was, like, three, like, really... We should have probably made friends with those dudes. They were really, like, rock and roll-looking tattooed guys. But one of them kind of looked like Zach Wilde.
Maybe he was.
One was Spider Mike.
Yeah, man. You know I worked with Spider Mike, right?
Really?
Yeah, I think you told me about
temp
that.
Jobs, Spider Mike was a guy that worked there. Yeah.
That is, I put that up there with that one, if anyone has seen that, like, badass drummer looking for non-pussy band, like, Craigslist thing, on like, LA Craigslist, it's like, badass drummer looking for non-pussy metal band, and it's totally, like, amazing. It's you think it's a joke. I hope it's not a joke, but it's definitely like that, and the whole like Spider Mike's like his like solicitation for metal members of the Bloomington community. I was like, this is it's up there, man.
All right, number two.
Yep. We gotta get through these guys quick.
All right. Yeah. All right. So what else happened? So you're there early.
Oh shit.
We were there for five hours.
I get the text back from you. 5 hours.
Yeah,
five hours.
Cruise. Yeah, we brought Charles.
Yeah,
who's getting married next month.
Yeah,
and so we just sort of made it his impromptu bachelor party.
Nice.
At least that's what we told the girls.
Yeah. We'll every new girl that showed up, Will would just immediately get them and be like, have you met my friend Charles yet? Here's $20. And then
I introduce him as the local pimp and drug dealer. I'm like, oh, this is Nick. He's our local pimp and drug dealer.
And one girl was like, I think we'd know him if he was... that was true. It's like, honesty, I like that. Here's $20. Rub my balls.
Yeah, I don't even know if I got a lap dance. I think I got one.
No, I bought you a couple.
Okay. Well,
awesome. I was trying to even the score a little bit.
Yeah.
But basically, between all of us, Charles, I think, got dances from every single girl working, sometimes twice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So how much money did you boys spend that night?
He said he was
300. I think
it was $300. We both dropped 300.
Yeah. So,
each, you know. Not combined, each.
You know.
We paid rent. We paid some rent.
Yeah, you good. Yeah.
God. Jesus.
Charles was complaining yesterday at the boat party about that his, like, groin was just sore from, like, from that quantity of lap dances.
Yeah. I had one girl slap me in the face with her titty, and it knocked out my earring.
Yeah. That girl, by the way, was amazing. Stage. She had this move where she would put her ankle behind your head and then just bend, like, just smash your face into her ass, like, over and over again, like, and hard. It hurt.
it was, wow.
Yeah, she was a champion.
Yeah, so you're going back tonight.
We're gonna take, Nick's gonna take me out on his date with his girl. Yeah. And then we're gonna have
I'm gonna call her up. I'm gonna be like, hey, why don't we meet, get some dinner, and I'm just gonna bring Will with me.
Yeah. And then at the end of the date, we'll just drop you off at work at Night Moves.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So all right, so you got some digits on Saturday night.
Actually, when we left Night Moves, this is the other my favorite part of the story. Actually, is where I'm driving us back from Night Moves, and Rob Ross is just like out. Like, so drunk. And I pass Adam and Sarah's street because I'm going to the Atlas. And Rob's just like, where are you?
Good time.
Rob's like, where are you going? And I was like, oh, we're going to the bar. And he's like, no! No! He started screaming. He was like, let me out of the car! Let me out of the car! And I was like, nope. Nope. You're going with us, dude.
Oh, man. We've punished Rob Ross all week. Yeah. He was like...
Last night, it took like an hour of convincing to get him to go out.
Yeah, we went out, and then Adam and Sarah just like, fuck you guys. Like, not a chance. We get Rob out, and Rob's like, well, I'll go out for like one beer, whatever. So apparently at like 4:30 when he gets home,
yeah.
When you guys get home, it's just like, he's just thundered.
Yeah. But the entire time we were there, he was just like, we have to leave after this one. And then, like, we'd get another round. And he's like, no, guys, no, fuck you. Yeah, then he got so mad. But then he finally got drunk enough where he didn't care anymore.
The day drinking.
Yeah.
All right, so then you guys had the big annual boat party.
Yep.
Everybody survived.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
I got a beer thrown at my face.
All right.
Well, that full beer. Yeah. Can, unopened.
It hurts.
Oh, wait, so not just thrown at your face, but actually hit your face.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the method of getting beers. Was that if you were in the lake, somebody on the boat had to throw a beer out to you.
So they didn't lob it? They just fucking pitched it? They winged it?
I heard everyone go, whoa, whoa, whoa! And I'm like...
I'm not sure who threw that one, actually.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's a whole list of candidates.
Maybe Rob Ross. It might have been Rob Ross.
No, he was definitely in the water.
A whole list of candidates that probably should have thrown a beer at my face on that boat. It's not a problem.
And Jeff Wyckoff got nailed with one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By James Swihart. That makes sense.
James Swihart was just lobbing beers on the other side of the
boat. He was throwing them, like, 50 feet into the air and then just dropping, like...
It was...
Like cannonballs.
There's some deadly moments yesterday. Yeah.
That's good. And how did water flunky ball work out?
We didn't end up playing.
Yeah, we just got too drunk.
We were so drunk, Adam like tried to corral everybody together to get it to happen. Yeah. And he explained the rules, and like half the people dropped out immediately. Yeah. They were just like, I'm not chugging beers right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my whole thing was like, why don't we just chug beers?
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to win a race to chug a beer? I just want to chug beers right now. I'm on a lake. I'm clearly acting like an adolescent.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, riding
an inflatable gator down a water slide.
I might possibly be one of the top five oldest people here. I don't need these rules.
Yeah.
these fucking rules. I'm going to ride an inflatable gator down a slide. And, I mean, what would McConaughey do?
That is now the question always.
Fuck yeah. All right. You need to drink that. You need to drink that.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? You guys had a head start. I was shitting.
Yeah. Well, that means you need to make it up.
All right. Well, fantastic. My weekend was not as exciting, so we'll just skip it.
Well,
doesn't matter.
You
did a comedy show.
I was working, and then I was having family time, so.
Excellent.
Yeah. But I did, when you guys were at Night Moves, you texted me. I was like, oh, I can't come to Night Moves. Because, like, the last time that you were in town, we went to Night Moves, and I told Denise I was going, you know. And it's like, oh, it's fine. Because I'm just very upfront with her, too. I was like, I'm not going to get a lab dance. I'm not going to be up there, like, at the bar. But I'm going to go with my friends. You know, and I'll watch them have a good time. Well, no. And I'll be part of it. But I'm not going to, like, get titties in my face. You know, it's like out of respect. And, but then, like, 3 days later, I wound up going again with another comic. It was his 30th birthday. And nobody would take him. And I was like, I'll fucking take you to the titty bar, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the back-to-back visits.
She was like, wait a minute.
She was
going
like, well, you're going there a lot. I'm like, okay. All right. I got it. I'm not going
to
go anymore.
I need to wait another, like, a year or something.
Well, I was just like, I'm not going to go anymore. It's silly.
Yeah.
I don't need to go.
It's ridiculous. It's not even like... It's probably one of the least sexy things you could go do.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, I actually don't understand why girls... don't want their boyfriends to go because it's just funny.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing like... There is no threat of your boyfriend or husband leaving with a stripper. It is not gonna happen.
I think I think you should save the speech for the first date tonight.
I don't get why girls are always on me about going to the strip club.
I mean, it's my life. I do what I want. I'm wild as hell.
So who's this young lady that you're going on a date with?
I'm not telling you her name.
Well, I mean, but you can tell her it's like first name.
Her name is Lauren.
Her first name's Lauren.
Yeah, I met her at the Atlas after being at the strip club.
Oh, nice.
I think I'm pretty sure I told her that I had just spent 5 hours at the strip club as well. Yeah. And
no need for the speech.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure I was referring to myself as living in Drunk Town right now, and she was like, I like you. And so I was like, so maybe she can hang. I invited her to the boat party, and she was like all about it, actually. She was like, call me in the morning and wake me up. And so I called her, and she did not answer her phone, and then texted me a couple hours later. She was like, fuck, I slept through it. And I was like, yep, too late. Yep. We're already out here.
Yeah.
Unless you're handy on a jet ski. You can just look for us. We're the people scattered. Yeah,
just look for 50. Just look for 50 people flailing in the water, drunk.
Getting hit with beers.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a point, that there was a low point in the day when we were all in the water, and the anchors on the boats we rented sucked balls, and we started drifting. We got caught in this like current, and the boat was like way far away from everybody, and so there was a couple people on the boat who decided to drive it around to get out of the current. But instead of picking everybody up on the way, they just drove like twice as far away as the boat was to like the other side,
basically.
Yeah. So against the current, so like. All of us drunk in the water are just, like, trying to drag these flotation devices into the current to get to the boat. It took, like, an hour to get back. And we're all just yelling and just like, fuck you guys! And they're just like, what? What's wrong? Eventually,
they came on a little hot.
Yeah. Eventually, Ashley B. and Sarah Ballier, who are particularly strong swimmers, had to actually swim out and tow some people in who were just like...
I still smell your shit. Fuck you.
You didn't ever flow the toilet, right?
No.
All right.
No, it's fine. I don't smell it.
Okay. Well, but that's why you're bringing Will on this date.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's inability to smell your own shit.
Yeah. So yeah. Jason Hackett had to be towed back in because he can't really swim very well. But yeah, that's what happened. That was our near disaster.
Yeah, that's not good.
It was like, there's a couple like...
Why didn't anybody just with the boat fucking just drive it over and pick everybody up?
I don't know. Like, so we all kind of got back like around the same time. It was,
yeah.
I was trying to tow Jen Watkins for a while because she can't swim very well. And I basically, as soon as she latched on, I stopped making any progress forward. Like, I couldn't drag her and the current.
You left her dead. We learned these lessons.
I did. I left her behind. Like, I gotta say.
Well, you're not the first one of your group to do that.
You learned these lessons in Oregon Trail, man.
Yeah, sometimes the weak don't survive.
Hey, I'm gonna let him outside so he doesn't freak out when we pop these.
Gotcha.
Hey, come on, bud.
Speaking of these, come. These are bottles of champagne.
Yep.
Celebratory champagne for the end
times.
The end. It's 2012.
Yeah.
It's time to end the podcast.
It's the end of days.
It's time to start living real.
Yeah. Everything is, the world's dying. We're dying. We might as well.
I definitely feel like it.
People are eating faces.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are you worried about the, oh.
Well, just maybe don't aim it directly at the 20-year-old ceiling fan.
Oh. See, I was hoping that would catch it for me.
What? Oh yeah, slightly chilled.
Yeah, it's not quite cold enough yet.
It's pretty warm.
Oh yeah.
I like the fact that everything that you guys brought is like so citrusy. Is like the worst thing for me possibly.
That's not easy to drink right now.
That's awful. Yeah. All right. You can't recork it, can you? God damn it.
I noticed some M64s.
That was what I was going to have us drink.
Let's drink Miller some M64s.
Yeah, let's drink some M64s. Yeah.
We don't have to sing the song or anything. We should just drink some of those instead of this.
Yeah.
Woo!
I think I'm going to drink this, too. You know it's open.
It is open. Somebody's got to do it.
I've been drunk for, like, I think... triple digit hours straight.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
You've been carrying it over like through sleep. I've at least been waking up sober somehow. You wake up and you're still drunk.
Yeah,
it's kind of impressive.
it's the heart of a champion.
your body's just holding on to that booze long enough.
I haven't really been drinking for 5 months. I've been working. I've been on the road with other bands and yep. Tour managing, doing that thing, and I did 5 months straight, and I got to that point where I thought I was going to quit and then go civilian.
You were just like, I can't do this anymore.
Then it was just like, cool, I got it, light at the end of the tunnel. 2 weeks later, I was just like, sweet, hell yeah, now I'm here, and it's just like, fuck yeah, rage, and I am just fucking, like, there's just no end in sight. I gotta stop. I think I gotta stop tomorrow. Maybe.
So how long are you in town for?
I leave on the 5th. Oh, these look delicious.
Miller 64.
Yeah. You know, because we did the Bud Platinum.
Yeah,
Bud
we did.
Platinum. And this is the new Miller product. Supposedly, it's
so it's light. Perfectly balanced.
Perfectly yeah. balanced.
Only 64 calories.
They've got annoying commercials.
Yeah, they do. I hate those commercials.
I've been watching my weight.
Yeah.
Watching it get bigger. Watching my body get
expand.
Bigger and rounder. So this is good, you know, for someone who's watching their weight.
Maybe I definitely, yeah, I prefer it to that champagne we just had.
Oh, yeah.
That really is it just because good. It's too hot? Is that why that champagne's so bad? Or
it's
super cheap?
It was not expensive.
Okay. These taste like bubblegum.
Yeah.
No, it tastes like chewing a Bazooka Joe wrapper.
Yeah, what is that? There is a weird fruity after flavor to it.
It's just, I think all I'm tasting is like carbonation.
Yeah, I think it's carbonated water with color.
Yeah. yellow
if you actually look at the ingredients,
yellow
it's not
number
really...
seven. No wonder there's no calories.
It says, may contain alcohol.
Yeah. Yellow number seven.
Warning, may contain alcohol.
Well, tell us about the life of comedy, comedianing.
Comedifying?
Yes.
It's not that different than rock and roll touring, but then in other ways it's very different. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
It's different, but it's not.
You know, I mean, like, the thing is, like, there are definitely times that I miss the sort of camaraderie of, like, the, you know, when you're in a rock and roll tour, there's always you're a gang against the world.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're a gang against yourself, you know?
Many times.
Many times. So it's nice to avoid all that kind of bullshit, like, all that kind of drama and everything, but, like... Yeah, just, like, if I'm doing, like, this Sunday thing and, like, other shows where I'm just driving and on my own for 3 or 4 days doing my own little shows, it's a little, like, weird and lonely. It's fine, but it's a little weird. Basically, I realized, it's something that Jake Johansson said on WTF podcast, where he said, you don't talk to another person for 20 hours.
Yeah.
And then you go on stage and talk nonstop for 2 hours. And he's like, but not really to anybody.
Yeah.
And then there's like another 20-hour period that you don't really talk to anybody. You know, like you're just by yourself in your car and by yourself in the hotel room. And so like that's kind of weird. But then when, you know, like, and it's honestly not that much different when I'm doing this stuff with Ralphie, because a lot of the times, like, he's a big guy on like, sleeping during the day, and he stays up all night. Like, after the show, he'll stay up and watch cheap movies and kind of hang out and stuff, and that's usually when I'm sleeping, getting ready to drive the next day. So usually he's sleeping while I'm driving the bus or whatever. And so, so there's still a lot of that same sort of, like, weird, you know, kind of thing going on. So
yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, it's cool. I mean, I dig it.
So that's the opposite of touring with a band, where you can't be alone ever.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. You don't get one moment.
Dude, I can jerk off all the time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I can just be beating off this entire time. Yeah. This is great.
But as far as like this versus doing comedy versus doing music, I'm getting a lot farther a lot faster, so I probably should have just been doing this. Turns out people like laughing better than listening to depressing songs.
It's weird.
It's fucking super weird.
You know, going back to being alone, have you jerked off and drove yet?
No, I won't do that.
It's so easy.
I've joked around about doing it, but I've done it before. Yeah.
Okay. I did it with somebody next to me, and they were asleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Please
I had no,
tell me it was not
had,
me.
It was not you. I think it was either Balier or or fucking Armstrong. And I was like, it was just like, oh, I gotta just get one out. Like, I just had to do it. And it was back in the days when it's like, we all, like, we used to get one hotel room for all,
yeah.
Like, it was like seven of us in a hotel.
Yeah, I remember those.
And it's like, I could probably beat off on the floor when, like, because no one's gonna hear me jerking off over like Alex and Matt snoring. Yeah. Not a chance. I could land a plane in that room, and nobody would fucking hear that. So I was like, but I was just one of those ones where it's like we were doing one of those crazy all night fucking drives, and
it's just maybe this will keep me awake.
Like I need something,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll jerk off. like was driving, kicked off a shoe, grabbed a sock, and I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking go for this.
You didn't even use the Wendy's napkins. You sort of got that stuff down in the door.
No, the always random like cache of like napkins stuck everywhere.
Yeah.
Like what is? I remember one time we cleaned up the van and we found paperwork from like some of their first tours. I'm like, this is like 3 years ago. Like, what the fuck is this? Like Adam's accounting was writing on the back of day sheets.
Yeah.
That he promptly lost.
Yeah.
And so
there you go. Things got better. Things got better since then. I do remember one time doing like an all night drive, and when we stopped to get gas, going into the bathroom, and it was like one of the bathrooms, like it was one person locks behind you. I was like, all right. Yeah. And took care of business. And
this will take like 2 minutes.
And I'm pretty sure like Matt Armstrong went in behind me and did the exact same thing. Because he just kind of had like, because he was like, oh, it locks. Like he said that as I was leaving. And he was just like, oh, all right.
Skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Well, I remember doing that one time. It was that This Providence tour. And it was like, we stopped. It was This Providence. And who else were we out with? That was...
The Hush Sound.
Yeah, the Hush Sound. And I remember we pulled over. We were leaving, I think leaving California, San Diego. And I remember we pull in, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, this locks. I'm going to go ahead and do this. And I do it, but I also kind of shit my pants. And so I kind of had like a wet fart, and all of a sudden someone starts knocking on the door, and it's Gavin from This Providence. He's like, nah. I'm like, oh, I'm in here. Oh. And I hear him. I'm like, oh God, did both bands stop at the same fucking? That means there's 9 dudes waiting outside this fucking door.
Yeah.
And I've already taken way too long. And so, my defeat. So yeah, so instead
did
of
you
like,
finish?
I was yeah, I mean, it was like that's good, you know, like little front back, and I was like, oh no, and so I had to fucking like now I've taken so long to already jerk off, I now have to like somehow clean up my ass in like this fucking brutal bathroom that somehow you know had a locking door. I was like, oh, look how convenient, you know.
Did you sacrifice the underwear?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think I was able to like grab like. You know, back up to like the towel dispenser and do that cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Tour.
That's right.
You sure you don't miss this?
Yeah.
You sure?
I jerked my favorite place where I randomly got alone and jerked it was the dressing room at the Cedar in Minneapolis. The Cedars Cultural Center.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. We had one day off to drive from Seattle to Minneapolis.
Oh, God.
We drove for 28 straight hours. We got there at like 1 o'clock. And so, I booked us a hotel like a block away from it. So it was just like, okay, everybody go fucking nap right now. And then we'll go load in. And then everybody walked back and was napping more after they just loaded in, set up, went back to the hotel, started napping, and I stayed. So I was at some point, the house dude just, like, he had to run and pick something up. So I was the only person in the venue. I was just sitting in the dressing room, and I was just like, I could fall asleep right now. And I was like, I am the only person here. I'm fucking jerking off in this dressing room. I closed the door and
I'm surprised you didn't go up to the stage.
I closed the door and put a chair up to it because I didn't know how long until the house dude was gonna get back. I'm even getting my computer out. I'm looking at porn.
I'm doing this right.
Yeah,
I'm putting myself on a little date.
Yeah, exactly. You know? After like 28 hours of driving, I was just like delirious.
Light some candles.
And so I'm like doing it, and I hear the house guy show back up. So I'm just like, ooh, volume down. Like, and I can hear him clanking around out there, and it's distracting me, and I'm like having trouble finishing.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Yeah, right. I finally just like, I just like powered through it, got it done, and within like 30 seconds of me cleaning everything, like getting the computer put away, like whatever, like
picking
all the
tarps,
band,
taking off your helmet.
Yeah, all the band, all the band showed back up. And I was like jerking the door out of the chair out of the way of the door as like somebody tried to open it to come into the dressing room.
Perfect.
Like yeah. Nearly caught.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'll be right out.
Yeah, so if you ever find yourself in that dressing room, just know.
Oh, well, all right. Yep. Dixie. And you, Dixie?
I just talked about the fucking bathroom when I was
That was right. Hey,
I've shared.
Yep. Man, it's just one of those things you have to do sometimes.
Yep.
It's a natural part of life.
But not now, so stop looking at me like that. All right. Oh, wait, were you actually shitting in there at the beginning of the podcast? It was like the 30th
episode. You smelled it. You know what was happening in there.
Well, I don't know you. I mean, that's what that smells like with you.
my semen just smells like the rankest shit.
Different. You might smell, maybe you smell different.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, Nick. It's fine. It's natural. I mean, it's not natural, but
you
know, it's fine.
It happens.
I cum shit. That's what happens.
Oh, man. Oh. I was wondering if you had a shit and a cum, then, like, you wanted to cum on top of your shit. Gross.
Yep. Sorry. Let's
30th episode, ladies and gentlemen. Keeping classy. Episode number 30. Ah, Jesus.
By the way, we've now made 3 bottles of champagne entirely undrinkable by, like, opening them and letting them sit out.
Actually, I think whoever made that champagne made it undrinkable. So it's on Segura Vudas.
It says it's a product of Spain.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. I don't know. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm gonna try a swig of it.
All right, I'll join you in a fucking self-loathing hate drink.
Oh, God, I might throw up.
It's really bad.
Oh. Hot, bad champagne.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're ending this podcast.
Hey, guys. I went to the refrigerator.
You brought more beers.
Is this champagne? Let me try this out.
Yeah, we just tried it. It was bad.
It's getting better, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. I made a good decision there.
Oh, it
just tastes like sour water.
Yeah. Hot sour water.
Broken.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so... but you just been on this brutal tour.
Yeah, I was like, I was out for 5 months, and it was like Mike Doty, Alkaline Trio, South by Southwest, which is like 2 tours at once, with Future of the Left, and then I did the Revival tour, which is like Chuck Reagan, Tom Gable, Dan Andriano, all those guys, and then it was like right into Deer Tick, right into Diamond Rugs, and it was like awesome.
Yeah.
It was great, but I definitely got to the point probably like a week. The last 2 weeks of Deer Tick was kind of, we did this, like, this travel, our routing looked like a sigma across the states. So we went down, took a southern route to LA, back to St. Louis, back to Portland, and then northern route back, like, across Canada and back to New York.
Yeah.
That's a lot of miles.
That seems like it would suck.
It was 15,000 miles. I drove 13,500 of it. It was great. It was crazy, but I definitely, like, the last 2 weeks, the second to last week, our front house engineer had to go do family stuff, and so I was doing front of house too. So I was driving, tour managing, doing front of house, handling Canada, and had, like, it was all good rooms, but they were like, it was like big production kind of stuff.
Right.
And I definitely was like, I'm just gonna leave. I'm like, I'm just gonna leave. I love this tour. I love these dudes. I'm done. I've made enough money in this industry. You know, I was like, you know what? No one will miss me.
Yeah.
It's fine. They'll probably wonder where I went, but this thing's falling forward enough that they'll probably make the next show, and then they all, you know, after that they'll just go home.
Yeah.
It's fine. And I was definitely hit that wall, and then I was like, fuck! I have 2 more weeks. What the fuck? And then that last week was all. It was Diamond Rugs. It was all, like, press. It was all New York. So it was all press with us carrying backline and, like, Letterman and all this stuff. And it was just, like, logistically crazy and, like, trying to get 10 dudes out of a hotel room. Like, dudes, like, just, they just, like, woke up, you know, whenever they went. They just had never been a band. So it was, like, they'd never traveled together. There was no rhythm that they had. And so it was one of these things where I was kind of trying to, like, set this precedent of, like, oh, this is how we do shit. And it was just, like, some of those dudes are just, like, nah, whatever, fuck it, it's fine. And, you know, and I was like, fuck, are you fucking kidding me? Letterman is like, we stay at this hotel that was around the corner from Letterman, and it was like, some of the dudes are just like, eh, I'll come down when I want. I'm like, ah, we gotta load in. Like, it's like, this is TV. They're looking at me like I'm crazy because you're not here. God damn it, can we get someone here? Yeah. And then I was like running around the block to go knock on doors, like, we need you now. Like, fuck, come on, man.
this is fucking David Letterman's yeah. show. Like, they don't, this isn't, yeah. They don't care about you. Like, this is not your show.
Yeah, and it's literally in the basement of this hotel. Can I get you down there, please?
Yeah.
I'll be there in a minute. Yeah. Fuck, just come on, man. Yeah, but besides that, yeah, great time. You sure you don't miss it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Can't say that I do.
Come on, buddy, get back in.
No.
You've gone civilian.
I've gone, oh, not completely. Sort of. Yeah.
Shit, man. So, oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's what McConaughey would do.
I'm not thinking that's
shit, kinda, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shit, I don't know.
Probably wasn't important, bro.
Let's smoke some weed.
We'll get naked, play congas or whatever. Yeah. Fuck, man.
I think I've asked you this before, but isn't the guy from Deer Tick, isn't he McConaughey's cousin or some shit?
Oh, the main guy? No. He's, I don't think so.
I think he is. Because I met him when he was still fucking around with that girl from Those Darlings, the super trashy one. And
porn hot.
Yeah. on a good day. Like Eastern European porn hot the rest of the time. But I said something, I was like, wow, you look a lot like Matthew McConaughey. And he's like, and his buddy is like, they're like, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, does everybody say that to you? And they're like, oh, actually, he's related to him.
Oh, I have
and I was
no
like,
idea.
Oh. So I think he is. I think he's like his cousin.
It never came up. Like,
if not,
I mean, never. When we were
Austin.
Let's
update the Wikipedia.
When we were Austin.
Yeah.
McConaughey never came out, man.
Yeah, okay. Now you know why he didn't take that shirt, though. He's like, oh, man, everybody's going to just think.
Oh, I love this shirt.
Man, if Matthew McConaughey was my cousin, I'd fucking own that shit. I'd be like, yes.
Boom. I'm on this shirt.
I would go to parties at Matthew McConaughey's house and hang out with fucking mega hot bitches. Because you know that's what happens. Why would you not do that?
Who told me? I think he lives, like, on a, like...
A houseboat.
Oh man, you'd think so.
On a houseboat in the Red River, which isn't even really big enough for a houseboat. He's like, hey man, bro, I just like the lifestyle.
It's like, he's just he dams up the river with his houseboat.
And with all the bats under the bridge, he's like
my little friends. Like,
hey man, we all just bats our own way, you know.
They sing their songs to me, I sing my songs to them. It's cool, bro.
I give them all names.
Mortimer, you stop being so cheeky.
Shit.
Oh, this is fucking goddamn ridiculous.
Oh.
All right.
I think I'm going to die.
Yeah, feels like it. So, all right, so you're wrapping up. What's your next endless tour? What's that?
I don't have one. It's kind of crazy. I have, I'm doing kind of one-offs and shit like that. For the next month, and then I'm currently a free agent, except for maybe they're talking about doing another like shorter like Deer Tick Diamond Rugs run in the fall. But besides that, I think I'm just gonna sit around and be a bum.
All right.
I haven't done that in about 10 years.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. I think I'm really bad at having time off. This is proof of it.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
My bloodshot eyes. And my fucking, I smell like a brewery. I was told I smell like I've had 4 days of drinking. I was told, it's like, you smell like you're 4 days drunk. They're like, huh?
On day one.
I've been drinking for five, so I guess I'm ahead of the game. So.
Well, here's a good question, because you talk about how you were ready to quit that one tour. What would you be doing? What would you do if you didn't do this?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know how to do anything else. I don't have any other skills. Like, I know how to wrangle drunk dudes and get them somewhere relatively on time. And I can drive, so it's like, fuck, I don't know. I have to stay in the industry. Like, I've thought about, like, oh yeah, I should just go run a venue, and I was like, instantly like, oh no. Not a chance. Are you kidding me? I'd sit around and just be someone's like whipping child. I've seen like
I know how I treat the people who run the venues. Like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
I mean, just like, that's such a thankless, like, I was a promoter rep for a really long time. That's really one of those jobs that it's like, good promoter reps get treated like shit still.
Yeah.
Like, guys, you know, people who are just like A+, they, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, I know you need this. I know because you're clearly incompetent.
Yeah.
But I know what you need before you need it. I'm that good of a promoter rep. Yeah. And they are still treated like assholes by most people. You know, I always try
to... It's not really that much different than being a tour manager.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, move laterally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I'm
also,
just
going to
get
like,
treated like shit from another group of people.
Well, just a different group of people every day. I prefer just having, like, the consistent group of people treat me poorly or treat me well enough that I'm, you know, whatever kind of Stockholm syndrome I have. it's fine. I'll deal with it. Fuck off. But yeah, no, I can't, oh man, I couldn't do that. You know, I think I'd have to do something entirely different. Even though I just said I have to do this, I think truly, it's like, I think I'd have to actually just reinvent.
Yeah. Law school.
Willie P.
Yeah, Willie P. Or, okay.
Yeah. Become a rapper, I guess.
Yeah. Rapper Willie P.
Yeah. I'd have to do something. Fuck, man.
Well, if you become a rapper, don't call me to tour manage you.
I think law school. I think law school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've clearly...
As long as I can wear this shirt.
You've clearly developed the skill that you can talk your way into and out of anything. Yeah. So, it's a natural progression.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, maybe a mediator.
Yeah. You're an arbitrator.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Going to school. Have you thought about actually going to school?
I have. Yeah.
God, fuck that.
And I keep not doing it. Like, I think about it. I'll tell people, like, I think I'm going to go back to school. And then I just don't do it.
And by his people, he means his parents.
Yeah.
They're people.
Just they convince them.
Yo, what are we calling your dad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do need to call Mark Ross.
We need to call you back.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Is he at work right now?
No, they're on vacation.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to ruin his vacation.
So there's a good chance he might have a drink in hand.
No, not my dad.
Are we dialing a shot? To Mark Cross.
Yeah. He might have a beer around. I don't know. They're on the beach. He might be like out on a beach and not have his phone, but we're going to try anyway.
All right, we'll give it a try. Here we go. Bringing back an old segment.
Yep.
Vicarious Life of Mark Cross.
Vicarious Life of Mark Cross. How do I turn this on speaker?
What are we going to tell him that should we talk about the 5 hours in the strip club as a thing that Mark Cross has done?
Yeah, we'll tell him about that. Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm with a couple people right now.
Pretty spotty out here.
Oh, the cell phone coverage is spotty?
What's that?
You said the cell phone coverage is spotty?
Oh, lost you.
Oh, no, you didn't. Hello?
You know,
oh, there you are. You still there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm with a couple people right now. I'm with Matt, and I'm with Will. And we're recording a podcast.
Oh, no.
Will has a story to tell you that you did on Saturday. Vicariously. Yeah.
Well, Mark, it was great hanging out with you the other night. Let me tell you about what you did. You you drove me to the strip club at around 3 o'clock. And we discovered the strip club was closed. So we went out and got horribly day drunk, and then proceeded to go back to the strip club at 6 o'clock, where we spent a good month's rent on cheap women and fast drinks.
It was a good time.
Yeah, man, I want to say thank you. I think I owe you some money.
Oh, I lost you.
Oh, no!
It was it was outstanding. You looked like, well, when your third lap dance, you looked like you were having a great time.
Oh, no, he's gone. Oh. I mean, I know he is out in the middle of nowhere right now.
Well, that still worked pretty well.
Yeah, still, it was good enough.
All right, there you go. Bringing back an old segment for the final episode. If only we had a book from Author Solutions to read.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll never read another book from that one ever again.
because that one was too good. Nothing could hold up.
Do we still have a copy of that?
Is
that
you anywhere? Have a copy, or is Adam and Sarah do?
Oh, I think we snuck it onto their bookshelf. It's probably still hiding up there. I know we snuck that poem one up there.
Fucking chick.
The dark, shaman. Dark poetry.
Oh, fuck. Oh man, these are delicious.
So far, dude, they've been the best thing so far. That we've actually,
I'm like running out of steam. I'm behind.
I think I'm more parched now than I was before I drank this. I think it's like drying me out.
So it is. It's Monday when we're recording this in the afternoon.
It is.
You're staying for another 2 days. What?
I don't know what's your plans? How. I don't know how I'm gonna make it. I can't believe I've made it this long.
You know, I'm gonna have to go see Magic Mike.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? Actually, we should.
You're gonna leave here
after this and go see Magic Mike.
Okay. We'll pick up my date. We'll go. We'll go to Magic Mike.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably gonna. I mean, honestly, it's like I'm totally vacation style, so I'm just gonna keep day drinking. And I wake up over at like when I wake up at Adam and Sarah's, it's like. It's pretty warm over there.
Yeah.
And so it's like I wake up and I'm just like, oh, God. So I get up and start moving. We've been packing merch or whatever the fuck we're doing. And I don't know. I'm just going to hang out and try not to be a nuisance.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for letting me sweat through your bed. I'm good. What can I do to help you out so that you will still talk to me in a few months?
Yeah.
We had decided I'm probably, you know, it's still on that, like, try to leave one day before I've worn out my welcome.
So yeah.
Still on that, like, give me... Oh, I just gotta leave one day early. So I'm still gauging that. I think probably if I continue on my town drunk arc, I'm probably peeking out to yesterday and today.
Yeah.
So maybe drink a little bit less tomorrow. No promises.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
No promises.
Well, take a little breather tomorrow. So then Wednesday on the 4th, you can really kick it in.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Adam's birthday.
Fuck. Oh, I'm done.
And then the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
Well, I have to go home for at least a couple of days in this. And at least pack. I have to get packed so I can go on tour. Come back and go on tour.
I'm drinking your beer.
Do it.
All right, so that's what you're doing this week. What are you not doing this week?
Yeah.
I was trying not to answer emails. I honestly was trying to give me a 1 week like moratorium on answering emails, but it just I have literally on the 5th. I fly to Reno, great, and then High Sierra Music Festival on the 6th and 7th, and it's like, I have to get my shit together.
Yeah.
So.
I was at the High Sierra Music Festival with Langren Slim, and they do the thing there where, because it's so remote, they don't have hotels or anything for the band, so the bands just camp in a sort of designated camp area. And
that sounds horrible.
You know, we were kind of like, oh, it'll be kind of fun, and the weather was really nice, you know, and everything.
I would never do
and,
that.
And, the first night, like they did shows, a couple shows throughout the course of the weekend. So they do the show first night. We're just kind of like really aggravated by the hippies, and so we're just we're just drinking whiskey and just being like, "Fuck everybody, fuck all this." And so then the second night we start to go in down that same path, and then somebody within the group, it's like, "Hey, how about instead of doing what we did last night, how about we just fucking get on board with the program?" That guy is selling shrooms.
Fuck yeah.
And I've got $25 to fill in. What about you guys? So we all do a bunch of shrooms and had a fantastic time.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. And then Paul and I, of course, Paul being a monster, and I was along for the ride that night. Some shrooms turned into some molly. Turned into some more shrooms.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Turned into breaking my eyes. There was a point in the night where I only saw in black and white for like 45 minutes. And I was just like, well, I guess I broke my eyes.
I guess this is the rest of my life.
Exactly. Right, this is going to be for the rest of my life.
Oh, okay. Well. I had a great
I always liked classic movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everything seems so much more artsy now.
And then you wrote the screenplay for The Artist and won an Academy Award.
Exactly, yeah. No, I called that, it happened at such a perfect time on that tour, and like being back-to-back tours with those guys, that we all, it basically was the reset button.
Oh, yeah.
We were all like, Okay, we scraped the brain. We all got really close to death last night.
Yeah.
All the petty shit we've been fighting about doesn't really matter anymore. We can fucking be in the van and be fine.
You're a unit. You're a unit again.
Had that cohesive moment. Conversely, I had one of those nights in New York. We went out. We had this one headlining show we did, and then the next day was off, and so all of a sudden it's 10 a.m. and we're still drinking.
Yeah.
And someone's like, "Hey, I got this MDMA. Do you want to get down?" I'm like, "Oh yeah." Everyone dips their pinkies in, and I wake up 4 o'clock, in my underwear on top of someone's bed, with a fucking blanket over me.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh wait, what? Where am I?" Oh. And it was like, what did I do last night? What? No! And then, the stories were kind of creeping back in. Like, yeah, I heard you got wild last night. I'm like, what'd you hear, I'm curious, what are they saying? Oh, yeah, I heard you got shirtless and we're about to throw, something off the roof. I'm like, oh, man, that's no good. Oh, hell.
Now I can't control anyone ever again.
I'm supposed to be the adult.
And one of the guys is like, "Man, I don't see you get wild like that again." I'm like,
"No,
nope." He's like, "No." It's like because his brother was there. He's like, "My brother said you got wild as hell, and I wanted let's get down, dude." And I'm like, "No, I can't do that."
Oh my,
your dad.
My dad texted me. this is good.
What does Mark Cross say?
Really? A strip club closed in the afternoon? Not a very good business plan. Missing out on the unemployed daytime drunk money.
Yeah. He nailed it.
Let him know that if he wants to open a strip club with me.
That's your new... That's what happens.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
That's your new career.
I can't do that. You can't... You never get high off your own supply. It's I could never really go there. I could never be there.
No, you just have to call the strip
club.
How
could you not run a strip club with my dad?
Yeah. That would be amazing. Holy hell.
Here's the name. Vicarious.
Vicarious.
Shit.
I think we just figured out what to do with the rest of our lives.
That's really why we're ending the podcast.
You're in the strip club mecca of Indiana.
Yeah, Fort Wayne.
You are you could definitely, you're in R&D heaven there. I think you need to get a grant to go to every strip club possible. This is a small business
loan.
Let's
take this business.
Obama's in the...
Kickstart the bank.
Kickstart.
We'll go to the bank.
Oh,
we need
man.
Kickstart
we need
a strip
kickstart
club.
Kickstart a strip club.
Yeah.
Unprecedented.
Every night. Kickstarting a strip club. Every night. Jeez.
Help us open our strip club. Yeah, pledge $5, get what? Free admission.
Oh man. Holy hell. Lights in my eyes right now.
Oh man.
I can't
do it. I gotta stop drinking. I got work to do.
So one time I got drunk with my friends and decided to open a strip club.
I quit my job.
That's why I'm in jail now.
Yeah, it's like, and that's how I ended up with this storage rental facility. It was not a very good plan. But Nick said it would work.
Mark said it would work.
Yes.
No, it's
Mark
so
Cross.
Me and one of my friend's dads are going to open a strip club.
That's a trailer park boy shit.
I've never met this guy, but he sounds really nice on the phone. Sounds pretty young too. It'd be hot. I can't wait. Let's do it. Hey, so
he's quitting his job as an engineer for a defense company to do this with me.
So Nick, I don't want to make it weird, but your dad owes me a little bit of money.
Well, there's the owner, but he can't just keep coming in getting free.
Dude, the girls are talking about your dad. They're a little pissed. what the fuck am I supposed to do, bro? Oh, man, imagine having that conversation.
I have to sit him down.
Will you sit down to your dad and, talk to him about some shit, man?
Mark. I'm calling you Mark now. You're not dad at the moment, because this is business. I can't have you bruising the girls' asses with your powerful hand slaps. They got to make money for me up there.
Jeez. I can only...
I like how you're still sort of respectful. You're a powerful, impressively powerful hand slap.
Yeah.
The Bible says, honor thy father. Yeah. But this is business. This is more New Testament shit, all right?
Oh, Jesus. My dad would never slap anybody's ass, too. That's the funniest thing.
All right,
like, growing up, like, he wouldn't even, like, my dad couldn't bring himself to even, like, spank me or my sisters, like, for being bad. Like, it was just, like, not in him, like, to ever hit anyone.
That's good.
I think my dad always had this move, and he did it on the cats, so I'm pretty sure he did it to me. Is that it was all about being loud and like, ah! And so yeah, like he'd get like a newspaper and he would like, ah! Like kind of scream and just kind of, I think he slapped like the wall or like himself, but it was just like, ah! Without really, you know, just like being loud and crazy and making it seem crazier than it really was. Yeah. Sleight of hand.
My mom was the disciplinarian.
Yeah. My mom whipped our asses.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking she, like, go get the
my
belt.
My mom always felt bad about
it.
It
was a long walk to the bed, to the parents' bedroom to get the belt.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's the same as, like, the old school, like, go pick out a switch kind of thing. You know,
we did that, too, yeah.
Pick out a switch, it better be the right one.
I never
got disciplined like that. That's,
no, I didn't either, but... I did get spanked, like, with the belt a couple of times. It was always my mom who did it. And then there was a point where I got old enough that she just couldn't hurt me anymore. Like, my mom couldn't physically, like, hit me hard enough that it really hurt. So, yeah. That it just stopped.
So you stopped getting a boner? Like, oh, that's you're not so, hitting hard enough, Mom. Yeah.
That's so
wait, why am I here? So, oh, sorry. So
I'm
confused.
I came with two belts. I'm going to choke myself with one. And then you hit me with this one.
Because I've been bad. I've been really bad.
Yeah. Somehow I'm just going to...
That's what you get for doing that to my toilet. You do that to my toilet, I do that to your mind.
Oh, man. God.
All right?
Jeez.
Are we done yet?
We're pretty much done.
That's how we end the podcast.
Nice.
Not with a bang, but a whimper.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, a whimper. An
incestual whimper.
I mean, I was already feeling sick from the warm champagne.
Oh, yeah, let's have some warm champagne.
God, this has got to be so bad right now.
Molten hot. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
That's awful.
Hey, it's so bad.
Shit. All right, that's been episode 30. Probably the last episode. I don't know. Maybe not. We'll find out.
Reunion shows.
If I can get my guts fixed. That's why I'm quitting. Is I can't drink like this anymore.
Reunion.
If we just make the switch over to doing like drugs.
Oh yeah, let's
like shrooms and
let's just do like cocaine.
Cocaine podcast. It's 14 hours long.
Our local pimp and drug dealer. Our local pimp and drug dealer Nick Cross here.
Yeah, I'll hook it up. I'll bring hoes and cocaine.
The fucking cocaine podcast. It's 7 hours long.
Yeah,
and there's one guy.
Well, one microphone.
I talk about my idea for my business with my buddy's dad.
Well, I just can't wait till me and your dad have a strip club. We're gonna have like. Access to all this shit.
Yeah,
exactly. It's fun. All right, so we've got some options. Who knows which way this is gonna go? It's cliffhanger.
Down. It's going
right.
Down.
Any last words?
Eat shit.
Well done.